It's about to get really uncomfortable in the studio. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Not because I had too much cheese last night.
Oh, God.
For other reasons.
We talked about this.
Going to get a little tense in here because it's time for us to play a game called Plead the Fifth. We do it every once in a while. If you're not familiar with the game, it's a series of awkward questions from young Jeffrey. Most of his questions force us to reveal things about our personal lives that we wouldn't normally share in a regular conversation. Whatever we say will be awkward. Trust me.
Always is.
So it's time to play Plead the Fifth. Young Jeffrey, screw you.
Yeah, I second that motion.
Preemptive screw this you. You love this segment
Look
more than anything.
Yeah, I do enjoy it.
It's good to knock you guys down a few pegs every once in a while. You guys need a little reality check.
All right.
Okay? So in the spirit of Plead the Fifth, let's start with Brooke.
God damn it, always. Why?
I like that rule.
Brooke, are you ready to answer this question or plead the fifth?
She remember, you can only plead the fifth one time, and then after that, you have to answer every question.
Oh, my hands
are so clammy already.
I know, me too.
What?
All right, Brooke. Tell us about a common prejudice or stereotype that you honestly kind of believe to be true. And our listeners promise not to judge you for it. Or you can plead the fifth.
Hey, you can always plead the fifth.
Oh, wow.
Right out of the gate.
Okay, a common...
Oh, you're gonna answer this.
Well, she's trying to think, I think, of
this is very,
what's
yes.
safe to say and not too offensive.
Well, I'll tell you, one that I believe is that white girls love White Claw that are named Tiffany. And they're really, I'm sorry, Tiffany is of the world. I can't stand, I would say, 99% of them that I meet.
Tiffany's? Okay.
Yes, I don't know what it is. I don't know. They're all like basic white girls. I know one that breaks the mold.
Well, we have a white girl named Tiffany who works with us in our office.
You know, she's a nice person. She is. Well, but she's also a basic white girl. I mean, look at her
I'm
life,
pretty sure
dude.
She's listening.
And you just
right
said
now.
You don't like most Tiffany's, so.
I'm being awkward in the office now.
Oh, no.
That's my own personal prejudice against Tiffany's. And I'm sorry for the Tiffany's of the world.
All right. Brooke, good answering that question. Let's move on.
Jessica's our close second, just to throw it in there.
Okay, stop. Keep piling on.
Okay, let's go on to Jose. Jose.
Yes.
Are you ready to answer this question or plead the fifth?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
So, Jose, you work with two co-hosts who are both married.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, which one of them will get divorced first?
Ooh.
And why? Or you can plead the fifth.
Oh, my God. That's a terrible question.
Yeah.
Well, you're both so in love.
I mean, we already know from Plead the Fifth that you hated my wedding dress. Yeah. So I'm guessing.
You did say that.
That was a previous one.
I didn't say
one.
Hate.
Yeah,
I just,
you said it was ugly.
You
whatever you said.
Better.
Okay.
Different, not better. Sorry.
So just pick me. It's fine.
No, so here's the thing. Like, your relationship is like, I think your husband would be scared to divorce you.
Wow, that is the opposite of a compliment.
So he's staying out of fear, you think. Okay.
Jubal is like still in that like newlywed lovey-dovey, like you guys always look happy, but I could also see you divorcing her for some business opportunity. Like, literally, Hollywood's like, listen, we need you to be on this show, but you gotta be single, and you would take it for the fame.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't deny that.
Hey, when a good business opportunity calls, you gotta act, you know?
So I'm gonna have to answer Jubal.
Just because of business.
Well, because, yeah, if you do so much on YouTube, I feel like someone's gonna try to sponsor you, and you're gonna have to get a divorce.
Like a divorce? Like a company's
match.
Gonna sponsor it?
Match.com.
Like, OK Cupid comes to him, and he's like, sorry. Sorry, hon. Sorry, babe.
LegalZoom.com wants to sponsor a video.
There you go. So they want to
do all the paperwork.
Finance your divorce for you.
Okay. A reality show comes and offers. So we want to do a show about you, but only if you're in the middle of a divorce.
Yeah.
Done.
So that's why I got to pick Jubal.
Okay, that's a fair. We're playing Plead the Fifth, where we're asked a series of embarrassing questions. And we can only plead the fifth one time. After that, we have to answer everything, no matter what. Who's next, Jeff?
All right, Jubal, it's going to be your turn now.
Okay.
You ready to answer this question or plead the fifth?
Let's see.
So think back to your high school days.
Okay.
What was your all-time worst memory from prom night? You can plead the fifth.
And Jubal went to like nine proms.
Yeah. That's right.
I have a lot of memories to pull from. I went to more proms than probably anybody on the planet.
Which is so weird because you don't seem like someone that would ever go to one.
I hated all of them.
That's true.
I went to proms when I was in high school, and then when I got out of high school, the girl that I was dating was still a senior in high school, so I had to go back to those proms.
You should have just bought Mr. Tux at that point.
I know.
Renting.
And then I went to a prom when I was on the radio. They did a thing where I got to take somebody to prom, and I was in my 20s.
Oh, my God.
That's so creepy.
I'm sorry.
I know. It was bad. I don't even know why they would do that.
Like they wouldn't do it in this era, yeah. I don't think.
I think that one was a bad memory because I ended up getting that girl kicked out of her prom because I was too old to be there.
No.
Yeah. So she won a contest to go to prom with me.
No.
And then I walked in and security escorted me right out.
You guys didn't call the school and clear it through them?
Nope. Just went.
I guarantee that girl is in therapy right now because of what happened.
Trust me, this is the best your prom could end. I've been to a lot of them. Trust me. I know.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, let's move on from that.
Yeah.
And we're going back to Brooke.
Yes.
Brooke.
What?
What yearly income would you consider to be poor? We just need a number that makes you, Brooke Fox, say, ew, that person is poor.
I never say,
ew, that's poor. Okay.
So we already know your prejudice against Tiffany's.
Yeah, Jessica.
And now we'll see what kind of income you're prejudiced against.
I grew up in this little tiny poor town. And now, are we talking income for a family of four? Are we talking individual income? Where are we at here?
Individual person, if they said, like, I make this much, what would make you be like, oh, God?
And it all depends on where you live, right? And I would never say, oh, God. I would say, oh, that sucks, right?
Oh, that
but I would
sucks.
Say that. Like, man, I wish I could pay you more.
I make 10
you deserve
times
more.
That.
That's not what I mean. God, you guys are terrible.
So what number is that?
What is the average? Is it like 40K, 30K?
No, I would say poor would be like 30K or under.
So if someone made $30,000 a year, you'd say, ew, that's poor.
I would not say ew, Jeffrey.
That's what the question is.
Yeah, that's the question.
I would not say ew.
Well, so you got to lower the number to get to the ew. Like, what
There's
is grossly?
No ew. Yeah. It's no ew. I don't think that money defines who you are.
No.
Unless you're poor.
No. Yeah.
I do think that it's sad when people aren't paid what they're worth. Right?
Thank
like what
you.
They deserve.
I
not
like
talking about
okay.
Jose.
I thought you
trying to make it better.
No.
So if you make under 30 grand or 30 grand.
I think it'd be really hard to scrape by with under 30 grand.
Unless your name's Tiffany, then you're happy that they're making 30 grand. All right. We've got more Plead the Fifth questions coming up. So far, nobody has pled the fifth.
Good.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Gotta save them.
Text in 78592 if you have any questions. And young Jeffrey will ask us some more Plead the Fifth questions right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.